National Grid gas workers are headed back to work this month following their six-month-long lockout. This week, the utility and the union members agreed to a new contract for the next 5.5 years. But as they get ready to start work again, they face the challenge of putting what became a bitter contract fight behind them. To talk about this, we're joined now by Union President John Bonaponte. John, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Yeah, anytime, Bob.
So what did your union members, the National Grid gas workers, learn from this lockout?
Sometimes, no matter how big the corporation is, National Grid's a multinational corporation that makes billions of dollars every year. Sometimes you have to stand up for yourself, and that's what our people did. The company made an offer in June that everyone said was unacceptable. When they did that, everybody knew full well what they were doing, and we said together, we weren't going to live with something under those conditions.
You've been in the union for a long time. Could you have imagined last June when this began that it was going to go on this long?
Maybe the company knew, but I don't think anybody on the union side knew it would go this long. Certainly the people in the public didn't know, the people who were waiting for gas. It was a surprise to a lot of people.
In the agreement, current workers get a boost in their pension plans. New employees don't get pensions. They get a 401k plan instead. Some workers rejected the new contracts because of that compromise on retirement benefits. What do you say to those workers who weren't satisfied with this deal?
At some point, we had to make a decision on what goals we had to reach in consideration of everybody involved in this. The company was also looking for many more concessions for new employees that they didn't wind up getting. Retiree medical insurance, long-term disability, family medical coverage, more sick time. They'd probably like everyone to believe it was just about the 401k, the defined contribution plan, and the pension plan, but it wasn't.
Did you leave anything else on the table during negotiations, demands that had to be sacrificed in order to gain the compromise?
We did not leave anything on the table when we went back, as far as we were concerned. And that's because our membership decided they weren't going to allow that to happen.
Toward the end, state lawmakers got involved, passing a bill to protect unemployment benefits for locked-out workers. Governor Baker took some time before ultimately signing it. Did this pressure from Beacon Hill work to resolve the dispute in the contract talks?
That was something that took a lot of work. We were very satisfied with the outcome. The House, the Senate unanimously voted in favor of that bill, and the governor eventually signed it. We hope that this law will make companies, utility companies, think twice before they lock out their employees the way we were locked out.
You know, about 3 months after the lockout began last June, there were the series of natural gas explosions and fires in the Merrimack Valley that involved a completely different company, not your company. But it raised the issue of the safety of natural gas pipelines and the work by utilities across the state to keep their pipelines safe. In an odd way, did that tragedy, did that incident work in your favor?
Our people have a lot of responsibility out in the field maintaining the gas system and providing a safe product. If natural gas is not handled properly, as you saw, it can have devastating consequences. And our people who spend years in the field have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. They were locked out of their jobs for over 6 months. Having that tragedy happen while we were locked out definitely focused a lot of attention on our people and what we do and how important we are.
So here we are today, 6 months after the lockout began. Your membership is getting ready to go back to work. Like many labor disputes, this was pretty contentious. Do you think workers can put it all behind them and get along with the National Grid managers?
There'll be some hard feelings, no doubt, but we're professionals, just like the people at National Grid. We could put this behind us. I was involved with a lockout 25 years ago with Boston Gas. It took a little time, but we know we have a job to do, and we're just looking forward to getting back and doing our work.
Union President John Bonaponte, representing National Grid Natural Gas Workers, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.